You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is John chapter 15 and verse 14. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. I want to ask you a question today. Are you a friend of Jesus? Because when you become his friend, something else happens. If you read further, he said, "Henceforth, I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." Friendship brings intimacy with the Lord. But to be his friend is not a matter of sentiment or flattery. He said, "You are a friend if you do whatsoever I command you." Everything Jesus commands you. You know, so that's why sometimes I'm concerned when I see a believer. If you read what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19 about divorce, remarriage, adultery, and so on, you will just wonder, why do you want to divorce? Why do you want to remarry? Why your spouse is still alive? Jesus was very clear on this matter. He said, "You are only my friend if you do whatsoever I command you." You are not his friend, though, if you don't do what he commands you. Only those who do what the Lord Jesus has taught us are his friends. When he was going, he said, "Go and teach them everything whatsoever I have commanded you." You see? He taught his disciples, and then he asked them to teach us. And they are to teach us everything that he taught them. And if we keep those things, if we do those things, then we become the friends of Jesus. Are you a friend of Jesus? Did you know that there is a divine invitation for friendship? Some of you are looking for friends. There is a friend that you need. The most important friend you can have is Jesus. And I want to tell you, that friendship is real. It's very real. Oh, brethren, I can assure you that that friendship is very real. In fact, it's more real than friends that you can even see. I have never found a friend like Jesus. Even though, who are we to be the friend of God? Brethren, who are we? We are not his friends because we are colleagues. No, we are his friends because we obey him. We are his friends because we do everything that he says to us. He said, "Just as God, for Christ's sake, forgave you, forgive also one another." And then people still need to preach to you about forgiveness. You know, something is really wrong. A believer does not need anybody to preach to him or her about forgiveness, because your commander-in-chief has commanded it. So there is no negotiation. There's nothing. See, the way to look at Jesus is that everything that he has said is final. He's unquestionable. You can ask him question, but you can't question him. You can say, "Lord, I don't understand this. What is this?" Yes. But anything that Jesus had made known, had made clear, what your only response is obedience. It is obedience that attracts divine friendship, and divine friendship brings about intimacy. That's when you begin to know what Jesus wants to do. It's everything that I've heard from my Father, I've made it known to you. That's when you begin to hear God clearly, because you are his friend. There are things about my friend. Now, we know one another because we are friends, because we share friendship together. We talk to one another from time to time because we are friends. Are you a friend of Jesus? This is the best friendship you can have in your entire lifetime. I pray every one of you hearing this, you will truly and sincerely become the friend of Christ in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.